This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: death toll rises to 25 in coal mine in Minsingat Thangsko area in Jaintia Hills district of Meghalaya. Toll of Assam labourers in Meghalaya mine blast at 6. Kachar administration coordinating rescue. Union Budget 2026-27 lays strong foundation for Viksit Bharat. Northeast at the centre of growth, says BJP Nagaland PHED Minister Jacob Zimomi. Business Advisory Committee to meet again over Assembly Budget session. Now the news in detail. In connection with the mining incident at Minsingat Thangsko area, the search and rescue operations continued yesterday. During the operation, the rescue teams recovered 4 additional dead bodies from the mine. Further, one injured person who was undergoing treatment at Nigram's Shillong succumbed to his injuries. With these developments, the total death toll has risen to 25. Out of the recovered deceased, 17 dead bodies have been identified and handed over to the respective relatives after completion of all necessary legal formalities. So far, 2 accused persons have been arrested and produced before the court and have been remanded for 3 days of police custody. Efforts are ongoing to identify and apprehend other accused persons involved in the case. Search investigation and legal proceedings are continuing. The death toll of Assam labourers in Meghalaya illegal coal mine explosion has increased to 6, with 3 more victims from the state unidentified on Friday, officials said. A team of senior officials from Kachar district have reached the incident site to oversee rescue operations and coordinate response measures, they added. An official statement from headquarters Silchar said that all 6 deceased from the state so far are from Kachar district. 5 injured people have been admitted to the Silchar Medical College and Hospital. The Assam government has announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the next of kin of the labourers from the state killed in the mine explosion. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma had said that the Assam Chief Secretary is in touch with his Meghalaya counterpart. In Nagaland, PHED Minister and BJP leader Jacob Zimomi has termed the Union Budget 2026-27 as a visionary roadmap towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media in Dimapur yesterday on the budget presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Mr. Jacob emphasized that the budget reflects the Modi government's long-term vision rooted in reform, action-oriented governance and people-centric development. He also underlined the importance of women-led development and cooperative movements, particularly the Shahakar Se Samriddhi initiative, noting that cooperative societies will now be recognized as startups. He added that the budget aims to make the Northeast the organic capital of India and revitalize the tourism sector by promoting the region's rich biodiversity. Business Advisory Committee will convene again under the chairmanship of the Speaker for further deliberation on matters related for the upcoming Mizoram Legislative Assembly Budget Session. The BAC meeting on Assembly's procedures was held yesterday under the chairmanship of Speaker Pu Lalbiagzama, during which most of the programme for the budget session was drawn up. It was decided that Chief Minister Pu Laldu Homa will present the Mizoram budget for the third time, although the exact date for the budget presentation is yet to be finalised. The meeting also proposed that the budget session conclude on the 12th of March, a matter that will be taken up again for further discussion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals link or grow in the same way. He said that every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday chaired a pre-budget consultation meeting for the financial year 2026-27. Sangma engaged with participants, academicians, economists, civil society organizations, farmer associations, government officials and journalists by responding to questions and suggestions on finances, education, skilling, entrepreneurship, tourism and overall development. Public views shared online were also acknowledged and the budget session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly is scheduled from February 16 to the 27th. Sangma outlined the state's key achievements over the past 8 years, noting Meghalaya's position as the second fastest growing state in real GSDP, just behind Tamil Nadu. He highlighted that growing capital expenditure and increased private investment have been central to this growth. The purpose of the pre-budget consultation was to gather stakeholder inputs for strengthening the upcoming budget, which he will present for the ninth time. Thousands of protesters in Manipur's Three Hill District staged a rally against the participation of three Kugi Zohmar MLAs in the formation of a popular government in the state, alleging that the legislators betrayed the community. Manipur Chief Minister Y. Kim Chan Singh appealed to all concerned to remain calm and not to resort to violence, as protests were staged in Kugi majority districts over the participation of MLAs from the community in the formation of a popular government in the state. The first ever multi-state level mock exercise on earthquake disaster preparedness was jointly organized by the states of Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya and Mizoram. It aimed to strengthen multi-state coordination, collective preparedness and response capacity that transcends administrative boundaries. It was conducted under the guidance of the National Disaster Management Authority, Ministry of Home Affairs. Considering India is divided into five seismic zones, the exercise focused on high-risk regions, particularly as Arunachal Pradesh falls under seismic zone 5, the highest risk category. ED is conducting search operations at multiple locations in Arunachal Pradesh in connection with a money laundering probe linked to an alleged Trans-Arunachal Highway compensation scam. ED is searching 6 residential premises, including 4 in and around Itanagar, 1 at Likabali in Lower Siang District and 1 at Alu in West Siang District. Searches are being carried with the objective of securing documentary and digital evidence and identifying movable and immovable assets acquired from proceeds of crime. The agency also seized about 2.2 crore rupees in cash from the premises of one of the fake beneficiaries. The Trans-Arunachal Highway compensation scam case pertains to large-scale irregularities in assessment, certification and disbursement of land acquisition compensation involving public servants and private beneficiaries, resulting in generation and laundering of proceedings of crime. Department of Tourism of Arunachal Pradesh signed an MOU with Professional Culinary and Pastry Schools, APCA India, a unit of Skipping Stones Entertainment Private Limited. Through this collaboration, selected students nominated by the Department of Tourism will receive specialized training in pastry, bakery and hot kitchen arts, helping build professional capabilities and strengthen tourism-linked livelihoods in the state. A media team from Karnataka interacted with Sri Haliwar, eminent environmentalist and custodian of indigenous bioengineering practices, during a visit to Sage Village, Sora in East Khasi Hills district of Meghalaya. On the fifth day of the press tour, media representatives gained first-hand insights into the life, work and legacy of Sri Haliwar, who has dedicated his life for preserving and strengthening the traditional Khasi practice of constructing living root bridges, an extraordinary example of sustainable indigenous bioengineering. Expressing gratitude, Sri Haliwar said that he is thankful to the Almighty for blessing him with good health and strength to carry forward this work, and prayed for the ability to further improve the bridge for the benefit of future generations. He also expressed his sincere gratitude to the state government and the government of India for recognizing his efforts, for conferring him with the Padma Shri Award. Arshia Das, the golden girl of the state of Tripura, has created history by becoming the first woman from Northeast India to earn a Women International Master Norm in chess. Arshia achieved this remarkable feat while competing in an international chess tournament held at Serbia. During the tournament, Arshia's international rating crossed the 2,300 mark, highlighting her exceptional performance on the global stage. Her achievement has brought immense pride to the state and the entire Northeast, further strengthening India's presence in international women's chess. And before we close, the headlines once again. Death toll rises to 25 in coal mine in Minsingat, Thangsko area in Jayanthi Hills district of Meghalaya. Toll of Assam labourers in Meghalaya mine blast at 6, Kachar administration coordinating rescue. Union Budget 2026-27 lays strong foundation for Viksit Bharat. Northeast at the centre of growth, says BJP Nagaland PHED Minister Min Jacob Zarkumi. Business Advisory Committee to meet again over Assembly budget session. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.